Aguten Erev Shabbos, this week's parasha, as we start Sefer Dvorim. The Sefer Torah opens up with the words, Eileh Dvorim Asher Dibeh Moshe El Kol Yisrael. I'd like to share with you a part from Ehud Leib Chasman in the Sefer Royal. And he says, when we look at human beings and people, there are two opposite ends, the two types. On the one side, there are people who think about their lives, take note of what they're doing. Such a person is called alive. He's aware of his surroundings, he's aware of what he's doing, he's aware of HaDerech HaShe Yelchu. On the other hand, the other side of the coin are those who are not, bechlal, thinking about life, and their brain is asleep, so to speak. And the distance between these two groups is like the distance between Shemayim, which is the Makom HaRuchni, and the Oretz, which is just physical. And in our Parsha and in our Torah, we note both of these. We find that the Dor HaMidbar, based on what the Sifri says in the beginning of the Parsha, Lefi Shein Divrei Techochas, because they are words of rebuke, and counted over here all the places where they angered the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he said everything beremes because of the covet of Klal Yisrael. Explained to Ehud Leib Chasman, their maila was so great that they didn't even have to be told directly what the chait was. A remes was enough, even a distant remes. But the fact that they mentioned the places where they angered the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that was enough to remind them and to awaken them. Like Rashi says, Bamidbo, Sheikh Yisu, Bamidbo, Barova, Shechotu, Babalpor, etc. These smaller Muslims, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael close to his death, and the reason is so they shouldn't be embarrassed in front of him. Because there's another mile of the person who thinks. When you recognize what we've done wrong, the busha is great, and it's difficult to look in the face of the person who told you off. And therefore, if Moshe would have told them a long time before his death, they wouldn't be able to look at him in the face, so to speak, and gain from what he had to give them. On the other side of the coin, we find Yeshayahu HaNavi tells Klal Yisrael, and he says to them, Yoda shor koinehu v'chamor evus ba'olov Yisrael lo yoda ami lo hispoinon. We're comparing in this point the human being, the greatest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, to a shor and a chamor. This comparison, the Novi is telling of Klal Yisrael and telling that they're worse than Balei Chaim and they don't even reach the least of them. Why? One simple reason. Ami lo hispo non. They weren't thinking. The idea of the Shor and the Chamor is natural by them, as part of their instincts. Masha Einkein, the human beings, have to use their brain to think and to look around and see what life's all about. If a person thinks about the fact that he has within him a Chelek Elokam Imal, he is a Tzelem Elokim, then he will be an Adam HaSholim. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, but without that thought, Chazal tell us, Yitush kirmotcha. The Yitush is better than you came before you. This is what life's all about. The chashivus of a person is by the fact that he thinks, by the fact that he can think about life and take note of where he's going right and where he's going wrong. The Mishnah says, Ketzad Malkin, how do you Malkus? So the Chazan HaKesa stands and he has a Ritzu in his hand of an Egel and two Ritzuas of a Chamor. And the Gemara explains that you take these Ritzuas according to the Pasuk we just quoted of Yod HaShor Koneu V'Chamor Evus Ba'olov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yovo Mishe Maka Evus Ba'olov V'Yifra Mishe Einu Makus Evus Ba'olov. What great bush that is and how painful. the human being, the choices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, is leaning over the stand where he's getting Malkus and the Ritzua of Ashar and Chamorah going over him. It's as if they're telling him, we're more choshev than you. When a person realizes this, his embarrassment will grow up and he'll stop and start thinking. The idea of the Malkus is to wake a person up from his deep slumber. The fact that he became a Baal Aveira because he wasn't thinking, we need to give him a real rude awakening. And that's what we're being taught here. That Klal Yisrael, our job is to be misboninim, to stop and think, to make a cheshbon hanefesh, and to ask ourselves where we're going right and where we're going wrong. Because that's what the punishment was, that's what we were told, Yisrael lo yoda ami lo hisbunon. How important it is that we make a cheshbon hanefesh on a regular basis to understand where we're going, where we're heading, are we going in the right direction? And that's what this pasuk is teaching us. And if I will be zeicha to be makir who we are and where we are and where we're going and think about life. In fact, if you really wanted to put the first few chapters of Messiah Hashem in one word, it would be his bonen of stopping to think. And that's a job we all have to learn how to do. To think about life, to think about our lives, to think where we can improve, to think where we can do better. Beis Hashem Yisbarach, if we do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that we really mean to do the best we can, and He'll shower us with His brachas, and bring the Geula Shleima, b'binyan b'yishlishi, b'mheir b'yameinu, amein v'yameinu.